It may come as a surprise that the steam crab, a symbol of Baltimore, almost wasn't. That familiar picture of Baltimore's famous crustacean came very close to being, of all things, a banana. A good place to begin this improbable story is at 5 o'clock on the afternoon of March 17, 1947, at Pier 1 Pratt Street, where the Constellation is tied up today. A crowd of officials was gathered at the water's edge to welcome the sleek freighter SS Yak, flagship of the United Fruit Company's famous Great Banana Carrying Fleet. The occasion was a post-war restart of the fleet's visits to Baltimore. The arrival of the majestic ship was billed as the restoration of Baltimore's rightful position as the leading banana-eating city in the country, and as such, the banana capital of America, a billing designed to put the almighty steam crab in second place in the race for the civic symbol of Baltimore pride. The director of the Baltimore Chamber of Commerce, G.H. Puder, had data. He said, "Baltimore eats more bananas than New York, Philadelphia, or New Orleans," which ranked second, third, and fourth. But back to 1947, Pier 1, Pratt Street. The 1947 visit of the SS Yak was followed by frequent visits of the United Fleet's banana boats, and Baltimore began to bask in bananas, if you will. But in 1957, history took a turn. Exit the banana, enter the steam crab. A scarcity of bananas suddenly hit Baltimore. One wholesaler explained it. "It's just costing too much to unload bananas. Stevedores are asking $2.50 an hour." Banana eating in Baltimore plunged, the city's reputation as banana capital along with it. In 1958, United Fruit canceled its banana boats visits to Baltimore. Looking back, Baltimore, instead of being Crabtown, was almost, what, Bananaville? Saved, and all because in 1947, a gang of stevedores wanted $2.50 an hour to unload bananas on Pratt Street.